The U.S. government has announced that although the Canadian government is ready to open up the border to vaccinated Americans in a couple of weeks, the U.S. side of things will continue its moratorium on travel for a month, given the spread of the Delta variant. This border is so important to many Michiganders as they work, live, love, and play between our state and Ontario. For many families, the border closing has meant being separated from work and loved ones and homes for a year and a half. One of those people is Amy Miller, a former WDET radio host whose large Detroit-based family has vacation properties on Lake Erie that have been in the family for generations. Amy introduced us to her parents last summer. They met on Lake Erie in Ontario. Amy's family is relieved the Canadian government's now ready to start letting Americans back over the bridge and through the tunnel. Joining us now is Amy Miller. Hi, Amy.
Hi, April. Good to hear from you again.
Same. Now, we should say at the outset that some people did opt to cross the Canadian border for, you know, what was considered urgent reasons, choosing to quarantine for 2 weeks before going about their business. We've got a lot to catch people up on. But first of all, did anybody in your family take that road to go over to the property?
I'm laughing because last November, my brother decided that he was going to give it a shot because the water was still on at one of his places. And he really did need to get over there and turn off the water before winter. So long story short, he gets to the tunnel. He says to the border guard, you know, I've got properties over there. I need to go shut the water off. I will just basically go down there and come back. And the border officer looks at him and says, "You are not getting into Canada. Call a plumber."
Ooh.
So that was our only really our one attempt. And we knew it would probably fail, but he thought he'd give it a try. So obviously we are above delighted by this new news.
Canadians take their pandemic protocols extremely seriously.
They sure do. And I think that they've looked at, you know, what happened during the pandemic in the U.S. And there were a lot of mixed signals coming from the U.S. And frankly, there still are. And I think that the officials in Canada said, hold on a minute. You know, we got to make sure our people are safe. I totally get it. But again, I'm so glad that they've taken it seriously, that they are as highly vaccinated as they are. And they finally feel safe enough to allow vaccinated Americans back in.
Now, the last time we talked, you spooled out the whole story for us about your parents' time growing up as kids at the places up north, and how they met, and that was sort of part of their special story and part of your family story, and just how much four generations of the family has gotten out of time over there. I imagine it must have been very rough for them not to be able to go up last summer.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, it's the first time in their lives that they haven't been able to spend large amounts of time at our places over there. And they're at the age where, honestly, with hearing loss and vision loss, we're being able to go over there and enjoy just looking out on the water and the breeze. And the, you know, sometimes when you're 90 and 96, it's the very simple things of day-to-day life that make a big difference in your level of stimulation. And being stuck at their house in Detroit for the last, you know, really for them, it's been almost 2 years, has really honestly taken a toll on them.
Yeah. What would you say the year has been like for them?
I would say it's been very, very difficult in terms of their mental and physical health because they have been largely housebound. Last year, my siblings called me the COVID police because I was so diligent about not exposing them in any way to COVID. We were so careful. Our bubble was so small. And then lo and behold, in mid-December, somehow was one of two visiting people who were professionals coming into the house. somebody brought in COVID, and both of my parents ended up at 90 and 96 with COVID, which was absolutely terrifying. They gave it to me. They gave it to another family member. Thank God we all survived it. It's truly a miracle that we all survived it. But yeah, there was a lot of anxiety filled days and nights, and so it was scary. So now more than ever, we realize the value of time with them and how much we desperately want them to get back to their place in Canada so that they have some relief.
Amy, you said that you had COVID too. Could people lately who had the disease, what was it like?
For me, it was like a really bad chest cold for about 10 days, you know, fever. One of the weird symptoms for me was ringing in the ears, which I still periodically get. I did lose my sense of taste and smell, but only for about 3 days, which is totally bizarre. I mean, you don't realize how much you depend on your taste and smell until you lose both. Another family member lost their sense of taste and smell for a month. And just as an example, he was eating a Caesar salad one day, and I said, how's your salad? He said, you know what? It tastes like wet cardboard. So that was a really bad symptom. But luckily, and my parents, my mom had some blood clots. My dad, my 96-year-old dad, probably had the least severe case of all of us, which was really bizarre because he's so susceptible to pneumonia. But now he did spend 2 days in the hospital. He did get remdesivir and the another treatment. My mom spent 3 or 4 days in the hospital as well. So they got hospitalized, you know, specialized treatment, which significantly helped. I just had to wait it out. It's not a fun virus to get. And, you know, it's pretty serious business. Now, of course, as soon as possible, we all got vaccinated. That was not even a question.
We're so glad to hear everybody's okay. And that was going to be my next question, was vaccination a very hard sell with them? Sounds like not. Well, what are summer plans looking like now that the border is back open?
I can't say it without tears, April. We are so happy to be able to gather as a family like we do. It is our happy place. It is where we come together, the 20 of us that are in our immediate family. And that is where we, you know, that is where we bond, where we have our sailing regatta and our barbecues and our, and we're teaching all the next generation the importance of family and love and being together and respecting one another. And it's just, it is the most important part of the year for every person in our family and all of the current 3 living generations.
Oh my gosh. When are you, do you know when you're going to be able to make it?
Let me say this. I told my sisters, I will be in a parking lot as close to the tunnel as I can get at 10 p.m. just waiting to get in line to get across. We will be there the day it opens. I mean, the other consideration here is that we have 5 places there that have literally had no attention or real maintenance or anything since March of 2020. So we're dealing with the infestations of mice, and we're dealing with wasp nests and all of the maintenance that should have taken place, which thankfully, we have wonderful neighbors across our beach from us that have done what they can, but we're like all hands on deck. We're going to spend the first 3 or 4 days of our 2 weeks down there with the entire family just whipping those places back into shape.
Yeah, sounds like a giant work party for the first couple of days at least.
Oh, it will be for sure. We are all ready and happy to do the necessary work to bring back our beloved places and our time together there.
Are your parents pretty excited?
Very excited. Yes, they will enjoy being there for all the reasons we will. Plus, we are so happy to know that at 90 and 96, they have a chance to see their places again, because we don't know how much time they have. And so knowing that they will be in this place that is so, so special to our family is just so heartwarming. And we're all just, we can't wait to get there. It can't come soon enough.
Oh, Amy, I just cannot believe everything that you guys have been through with this. It's really amazing. I'm so glad to hear you guys are going to be headed up north. Please do enjoy your time and stay safe.
Thank you, April. I really appreciate your time as well, and you stay safe too.